Arizona Sports. The local sports leader. Burns and Gambo. The 4 o'clock reset. Brought to you by Collins Comfort AC and Plumbing. Proud home services partner of the Arizona Cardinals. 4 o'clock reset.
We start today's 4 o'clock reset here at the halfway point of the Burns and Gambo show with NBA action coming up tonight for the Suns. Another chapter in the Laker-Phoenix-Suns storied rivalry happens tonight. Not exactly playoff level intensity from a couple of years ago, but both teams have an awful lot on the line. The Lakers are fighting for their very playoff lives with every single game. Right now, they're currently on the outside looking in, barely, of the play-in spot. While the Suns, struggling without KD as of late, they've lost four of their last five. They won't have KD, they won't have DA tonight, but they are holding on to the fourth seed in the Western Conference and have continued to hold on to the fourth seed in the West.
Yeah, desperate for the Lakers. They're in 11th place. They're half game back of the Jazz at number 10 and Minnesota at number 9. They're a full game back of number 8 Dallas and number 7 Oklahoma City. So a big game for them. The Suns obviously not playing very well. They're very vulnerable at this point. They're without two of their starters, so this could be a very interesting game, but definitely a must win for the Lakers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. For the Suns, maintaining their margin of error over the Clippers. And in that regard, some big news from the NBA today about the LA Clippers. Paul George sprained his right knee with about 4.5 minutes to go in last night's Clippers loss to Oklahoma City. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. By the sounds of it, Paul George is going to be out for the rest of the regular season. The question is, will he be available for the postseason?
Yeah, regular season ends April 9th. Play-in tournament would start a couple of days later. He hit that right knee. Him and Lou Dort were battling for a rebound. About 4.5 minutes left in the game last night. Buckled, bent backwards, was on the court for several minutes. So without question, he's going to be out for likely the remainder of the season. And it is the big question, will he be back for the playoffs? That is 3 weeks later. So that's about the time he gets evaluated.
Currently for the Suns, in the loss column, they have a 2-game lead over the LA Clippers for the fourth spot and home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. Pelicans forward Zion Williamson has returned to on-court activities, but will still be reevaluated in 2 weeks from a right hamstring strain that has kept him out since January 2nd. The Pelicans right now are a half game behind the Utah Jazz for the 10th and final spot in the play-in tournament.
Yeah, so he's clear to return to on-court activities, reevaluate him in 2 weeks so he can start to get his conditioning back and see if they can somehow make the play-in tournament, he might be able to be a part of it.
After missing nearly 4 months with a grade 3 calf strain, Minnesota Timberwolves forward Karl Anthony Towns plans to return for tonight's game against the Atlanta Hawks, according to ESPN.
Yeah, he was upgraded from out to questionable for the game. He injured his calf November 28th. So could take the floor. Missed 52 games because of the injury. Could take the floor tonight.
According to Chris Haynes, Dallas Mavericks star Luka Doncic will return as the Mavs take on Golden State tonight. He had been out with a thigh injury, but the injury report taketh and it giveth right back because Kyrie Irving, he is out again after aggravating a foot injury in Monday's loss to the Grizzlies.
Can't get both of those guys on the court. So Luka's missed 5 straight games. So that's going to be a big lift for him, but no Kyrie, of course. And so we'll see how it goes. And they're battling as well for playoff positioning, trying to see how far they can climb up the ladder.
And then finally, John Morant expected to return for the Grizzlies tonight as they take on the Rockets. It is expected he will come off the bench in his first game in a while.
Yeah, he's never come off the bench before. He's got like 255, I think it is, starts under his belt, but he's never come off the bench. But there's expected to be a limits restriction on him tonight.
Yeah. DeAndre Hopkins updates, and this is from NFL Network's Mike Garafolo.
This is more about the right fit for him from a production standpoint, also from a winning standpoint. We know he's getting to the latter part of his career. Winning is a priority for DeAndre Hopkins.
And the timing of a potential trade?
Nothing is imminent from what I've been told. I know Ian says things are ramping up, but this is maybe something we're watching as we get closer to the draft.
So not necessarily money and where he's going to get paid, but where is he going to have a chance to win? That was basically the takeaway from Garafolo.
That is fascinating because there are teams out there that are not a good fit. That's teams that don't have a quarterback yet. Like everybody says, Carolina's a good fit, but they don't have a quarterback. But Kansas City, they would be a great fit because you go get to play with a great quarterback. So fit to me means quarterback.
Yeah. In a potentially related story when it comes to DeAndre Hopkins and where he might end, the Jets today traded wide receiver Elijah Moore to the Cleveland Browns. The Jets gave up a third rounder in Elijah Moore for a second rounder from Cleveland. This does thing, and almost at exactly the same time, they finalized a free agent contract with his replacement, former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Mecole Hardman. You would think that takes the Browns out of any DeAndre Hopkins because they gave up a second round pick to get him. You would assume this moves Kansas City near the top of the list because they could use a wide receiver.
Yeah, I think so. And I think for the Jets, I think they're getting an asset to try to help them maybe with the Rodgers deal as well. Right. Indeed. Now we've got a better asset available to us if we want to go get Aaron Rodgers. So I think from the Jets' perspective, you know, getting a second rounder instead of a third just makes for a better package for them to put forth an offer for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, lots of little news around the NFL. Maybe the one that's the most recognizable name is that former Cardinal defensive lineman Michael Dogby, heading to the Jaguars, signed a one-year deal. That, according to Jordan Schultz.
Yeah, he was an okay player for the Cardinals. I mean, he did a decent job for them. He's still pretty young, but the Jaguars get him on a one-year deal, which is what you see in a lot of these days, is these one-year deals.
And Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson had arthroscopic surgery on his right knee after this past season, a procedure to fix an issue that had nagged him for the last few seasons. We'll see if that impacts his play at all. Starting point guard Kirk Kreisa will enter the transfer portal after playing his third year with the Arizona Wildcats. Led the Pac-12 with 5.1 assists per game to go with nearly 10 points and 37% shooting from both the field and from three.
Yeah, he's the most loved and hated player at the same time for the U of A because there are games you love him and there are games you hate him. And so I think that they've got to move on. They've got that 17-year-old kid who's probably going to be their point guard going forward. Kreisa still has eligibility left, so he might be able to go somewhere. And maybe he goes and plays with Sean Miller.
And Xavier?
Maybe he goes to Xavier and plays for Sean Miller. Yeah. I'm going to predict that he goes to play for Sean Miller.
For what it's worth, I'm on a text thread with a bunch of guys. Half of them are ASU fans. Half of them are U of A fans.
Oh, my goodness.
There was no disappointment at all that Kirk Kreisa was leaving. Among the
U of A
fans,
I'm not sorry to see him go either. He's more missed than he is hit, if that makes sense.
Yeah. He put on his social media accounts, Tucson with a heart, keeping it short and sweet. Thank you for unforgettable 3 years that I had here. So thankful and grateful for all the moments I shared with my teammates. Bear down always. We'll see where he ends up.
Well, they're also losing Cedric Henderson, and Courtney Ramey. So that's three guards that U of A will be losing off of this year's team.
This happened while we were on the air yesterday. Worth noting in case somebody missed it, ASU men's basketball coach and head coach Bobby Hurley have agreed on a two-year contract.
Yeah, Bobby
extension.
Wanted to stay. This is what I was told. He really didn't want to go anywhere. He did. There were calls and inquiries about Bobby Hurley, but his goal was to stay at Arizona State. He wants to do something that is special here, something that either hasn't been done or hasn't been done in a long time. Like, as an example, maybe get a team to a Sweet 16.
Baseball downshifts to normal after the World Baseball Classic. It was the perfect ending other than the team that won last night.
3-2, two outs, top nine, U.S. down a run. Ohtani set, Trout ready. The 3-2 pitch. Trout swings and misses, and Japan wins the 2023 WBC.
Yeah, that's Mike Farron.
That is Mike
that's
Farron.
That's Mike Farron.
I know that voice.
He was calling it for Sirius. Was he calling
that,
it for
I know
Sirius
that voice.
XM? Yeah, it's our good friend,
Mike
Farron.
Familiar voice. Okay.
Japan beat the U.S. 3-2 last night. Shohei Ohtani hitting and coming out of the bullpen, striking out his teammate Mike Trout on an 87-mile-per-hour slider that started middle and just slid right to the outside, and Mike Trout had no choice but to swing.
Yeah, you know,
out.
And I was reading the Japan Times, the independent voice in Asia this morning. It was
really, where you know?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, the Japan Times.
You barely have a grasp of one language, and you're going to take a chance with a second?
The Japan Times.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Oh, okay. There it is, the Japan Times right there.
It's conveniently translated for you.
Yeah, it was conveniently translated, so I could read all about it.
I shouldn't say that, actually. You do know a second language.
I do.
Italian. Yeah, you barely know English. English, Italian.
Si, Paolo Italiano.
Yeah, exactly. English.
So technically, he barely knows a second language.
Yeah, he barely knows a second language. That second language would be English.
Non vero.
Mm-hmm. The Coyotes' four-game winning streak ended last night after a loss to the Jets. Back in action tonight, taking on Connor McDavid and the Oilers. Puck drops at 7:30.
They actually lost the game, huh?
On the road, so yeah. It was.
Still a one-goal game. It played well.
If it were at Mullet Arena, maybe Clayton Keller, another point last night. He has been on fire.
He's been great.
He's had a hell of a year.